I'm glad you didn't play this the next segment. That'd been a little awkward. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Let's see, we had Antonio. We got MJ now. It's officially Friday. The Baltimore Orioles play tonight. This game is going to be on Apple TV. Apple TV telecast. Rays versus the Orioles. What do you think about this pitching matchup tonight, Jeremy?
Well, so this kind of goes back into what I said.
Pepiot.
It's, I mean, Pepiot just shut him down. He looked so dominant last time. But I feel like when we have these situations, and granted, we could be wrong because the Orioles just can't hit at times, that usually when you face a guy a second time after he was this good against you, that now you make your adjustments and you bounce back.
Right.
And I like the Orioles to win tonight. The Rays have just been... They've been playing some ugly baseball. I feel like they either score 12 runs or they score 2 or 0. You know, it's like there's not a much in
between. Or they go down 8-0 and come back and win 12-8.
That happens as well.
That
but
did happen.
This Rays team, you have a couple guys. You talked about Aranda that you really like.
I love him.
I love Junior Caminero.
He's lovable.
Yeah. I mean, and I even like the kid Simpson who's going to, if he played every game in Major League Baseball or a full, he would lead the league in stolen bases. The kid just... He came up for a week and had like 5, you know, and they sent him back down and just called him up. But just have to see how their pitching holds up. Their pitching's been really, really good for them.
It has been.
Shane Baz has not been good, and he was great yesterday.
Pepiot 3.04 ERA. Yeah, so he's not just beating up on the Orioles. He's beating up on a lot of people.
He looked great against the Orioles. But I mean, it's a good – that team is the one – and I say it every year, so it's not – but they surprise me every year, though. I always think like, whatever. They're always good. They're always good. Nobody goes to watch the games. The payroll's tiny. You don't really, I mean, they have a handful of players whose names people know around, you know, the country. But they're always good, and they're good again. If they're, you know, they're a half game behind the Yankees right now. They're 7-3 in the last 10. They went 3 in a row. I'd rather not be playing them right now, but whatever. I mean, it's a very interesting franchise. I'll
interesting
say that.
Is a word. It is a word. Yeah. And let me ask you this: It looks like Sagano needs those 6-day rotation.
Rotation, yeah.
What do you think that does to the rest of the staff?
You know, it's a problem because if you know he comes from a country where they have a 6-man rotation to a place where it's a 5-man rotation, so everyone else here is used to pitching on 5 days rest. Not sick. I don't know what it does to them. I mean, could it improve them if they go to 6 days, or could it, throw them off the routine? You know how players are just so much the creatures of habit and routine, and they don't like being thrown off. And
yeah,
it's. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Jeremy brought this up before the season began, and I think people thought he meant it as if he was going to fail, but it was not. It was this in mind, and you asked. Would he end up in the bullpen? And this is pretty much why. Not because you thought he failed.
No.
Yeah. Because you thought he's going to eventually wear down because of the 5-man rotation.
Well, what have we seen? So, like, everybody wanted to trade for Garrett Crochet. What happened to Garrett Crochet when he made the transition from the bullpen to a starter? What happened to Chris Sale when he made a transition from a bullpen to being a full-time starter? Is that you got to stretch these guys out, and they make wholesale decisions. Remember when Steven Strasburg came back from an injury?
Yeah.
And they said it was it an injury or was it his first time being called up and pitching a full season? But at the end of the year, they were debating on whether they were going to pitch him.
Oh, no, that was the first. That was being called up, I think.
Yeah, so like it's like, oh, he's pitched too many innings. You're doing the same thing I'm doing because I remember both.
Yeah.
But this happens all the time, especially with the Japanese ball players when they come over here in a 6-man rotation. But I think it messes up all the other guys. And it's kind of weird to see this team cater towards one player. I think he's important, but I can't do that. I can't cater towards one guy that's on a 1-year deal unless I'm moving him. But now with you doing this, their team's going to go, I don't want to trade for that. How often is he going to pitch? I'm not changing my rotation. That's why I ultimately thought he would end up in the bullpen.
It had to have been... After an injury, Jeremy, because that was 2012. And didn't Strasburg come up like 2010?
I don't remember when he came up.
I think he came up like 2010. So it had to have been injuries or something. But yeah, bottom line is it affects everybody else when you do things like that. He came up 2010.
Well, I think there's something to be said about having a player of his caliber. And I mean, do you want to push him? You don't want him to get hurt. And I'm sure there's concern on his part. But you went out and signed these guys. I mean, the Dodgers, they signed Sasaki. He was crying after one of the games because he had pitched so poorly, and then he went to the IL. Yamamoto, who's, he's been as advertised, Kode Senga. Their first time over here for a lot of these guys, they go, Are they going to last the full season? Or are we going to have to do something? If you have visions of getting to the playoffs, I don't know how you rely on one of those guys. And I don't know how you tell the other four guys, hey, we're going to a six-man bullpen or six-man rotation.
See, I think, Ed, if a guy's been pitching for a long time on a five-man rotation, mm-hmm. putting him to a six-man rotation could have the same stress on him that moving him to a four-man rotation could. Because now you're still the bottom line is you're still taking him out of his routine.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about that arm, man, I mean, I see Orioles pitchers who start Thursday who's back out throwing Friday. So now do I not throw Friday because I got an extra day? So what do I do? Does my arm just lay there dormant? One day is going to have one day of inactivity probably, or I'm going to do something every day and have too much activity. I just don't think it's a good thing for the starting pitchers. I don't.
I don't either. I just think routine is very important. I'm sitting here. I'm trying to do this on my phone, trying to figure out how to give him a 6-day rotation and keeping everyone else on a 5.
You can't.
I know. I'm trying. It's not working. I was going to take him out, you know, and just kind of insert him at 6 days and not have like a 1, 2, or 3 start. I'm trying to figure, but it's not working out for me right now.
You know, this. You almost have to. I mean, I agree with Jeremy. I mean. You almost have to have a bullpen game for him.
And then make him a spot starter when you can.
You got to have a bullpen game for him, man. It's not who. But at the same time, he's one of your most effective starters.
Yeah, and that, again, like it's...
Can't win.
It's frustrating because you have something you like. There is something of value. Maybe somebody would trade for him. But ultimately, you know, most teams would put him in the bullpen and he'd pitch an inning or two here or there. Maybe a long relief spot if you get into it. You know, a spot start if somebody's hurt, like if he's ready. I don't know. I don't like the 6-man rotation, especially where they're at right now.
Do you think with a guy like that, does it look as if maybe he's a little bit too complicated for your rotation? Do you start looking at that towards the future? Is the juice worth the squeeze?
I think I have a big problem with that. You know, like, I don't think it is, especially in a season where you're losing. And I'm sorry.
And that's what I mean. I don't mean overall, everybody. Yeah. I mean now.
I just had something pop in my head. I can't believe the way Charlie Morton's been pitching. Could they trade him? Could somebody actually want him if you look at what he's done his last 5 starts? Mm-hmm. Because when they talked about the 1-year deal, Sagano was mentioned as a trade candidate. How do you trade this guy if you're going to do that? I mean, maybe somebody
Sagano
wants
or Morton you're talking about now.
I'm talking about both of them. Like, right. Sagano, if you're telling everyone, hey, we got to go to a 6-man rotation because he hasn't pitched this long before. Right. And I think people would have known that, but I'm not going to make a statement to say that before the trade deadline. I'm going to let this cat pitch and not say anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry.